1990, in the grasslands of Western Africa, it was very dry and hot. There was a few trees and the smell of earthly aroma filled the air. Looking around, there are small villages, huts, and camps populated with the Yoruba tribe. There wasn't many animals filling the land, but there was cattle used for transportation, food, and wealth. All around the little villages had children and adults dressed almost the same, wearing jeans and a white button-up shirt. They all spoke a few different languages, such as English, Hausa, and Igbo. There was two main cultural traditions. They were playing a lot of music and making a lot of art.
Michael Fay flew over a remote forest in 1996. Years after elephant poaching was banned, he noticed people were not following the law. He decided to take things into his own hands and end elephant poaching completely. Fay chased poachers out of the forest by destroying their camps. He met with local groups of people such as the Wildlife Conservation Society and the New York Zoological Society, founded in 1895. He was doing research after he discovered and explored and found more about things that poachers do. The population of elephants in the 1980s was estimated to be 1.3 million, and it dropped greatly in about 20 years to 600,000. It was estimated about one elephant was killed due to elephant poaching every 15 minutes. The ivory in the 1900s was used to make medicine and used as wealth status. Africans sold ivory medications to Chinese in 1945. Poachers were very violent and distributing when it came to killing the elephants. They would cut their legs, leaving the elephant unstable and unable to move. Then they would cut their tusk off and leave them suffering and eventually die.
The Africa Wildlife Foundation helps donate to elephants, rhinos, gorillas, and lions. You can pay the minimum of $5 or the max of $1,000 to help donate to the wildlife of Africa. If we don't act now, the elephants and others can be extinct. Don't let them become history. Let them live into the future. Elephants need to be watched all the time because the poachers don't care about the elephants, just the money from the tusks. To help stop this, we could build animal shelters and sanctuaries. These sanctuaries would help keep the elephants safe and teach us how to help them.